This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
Infrastructure spending. Remember infrastructure spending? It's starting to happen. From Marketplace, I'm Sabri Benishore in for David Brancaccio. The White House is rolling out spending on infrastructure today. The Biden administration has announced around $27 billion worth of funding for bridge replacement and repair. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer joins me now live with the details. Good morning, Nancy.
Good morning, Sabri. So this is part of the roughly $1 trillion infrastructure bill President Biden signed into law last fall. And states are getting new guidance today from the Federal Highway Administration, and they can use the money for repairs, but also to build new bridges. The states will decide which bridges get the money.
And so how is all that funding allocated?
It's based on how much it would cost to fix the bridges in the state that are in the worst shape. According to the Department of Transportation, California has more than 1,500 bridges in poor condition. So it will get more than $4 billion over 5 years. New York and Pennsylvania will each get more than $1 billion.
And how far will this new money go, you know, in solving this problem that we have of crumbling bridges?
It'll make a dent for sure, but it's not enough to cover all the bridges that need attention. The American Road and Transportation Builders Association, which is a trade group for the construction industry, says about a third of all bridges in the U.S. need work, with more than 45,000 in poor condition. And it would cost almost $42 billion to repair or replace all of them.
Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Just a few minutes ago, we got retail sales data for the month of December. It shows we bought a lot less stuff at the end of last year, down 1.9%. You can thank Omicron, inflation, and supply chain bottlenecks for that. And some consumers just did their holiday shopping early, so it didn't get captured in those numbers. Marketplace's Kristen Schwab has been talking to businesses this week, asking them how things have been going. And a lot of them are finding it's hard to keep up with just the demand they have. Here's Kristen.
I talked to a lot of business owners this week, and despite their worries about how Omicron may affect spending, people are pretty upbeat. Sales through the holidays were strong, and customers have been pretty flexible with their purchases, even though they might not be getting exactly what they want because of supply chain problems. But Shane Gottwalls of Gottwalls Books, a small chain in Middle Georgia, is worried customers aren't going to be so patient forever. He's receiving his orders for new titles weeks after they've been released.
It just keeps our inventory from being as fresh as it could be. And so Amazon may have that new release, and we just can't get it yet.
Supply chain problems and higher labor costs have also pushed up the price of books. Gottwalls says they've gone up $1 to $2 during the pandemic. I'm Kristen Schwab for Marketplace.
This Marketplace podcast is supported by Palo Alto Networks. As you innovate to transform your business in today's digital world, how do you stay secure? At Palo Alto Networks, our mission is to protect your digital way of life. Whether it's unprecedented opportunities or uncertainties with AI and whatever comes next, we continually deliver innovation to make each day safer and more secure than the one before. More at paloaltonetworks.com.
The province of Quebec in Canada has the highest share of COVID deaths in that country. It's trying something different to push people to get vaccinated, taxing them. It'll tax people who have yet to get their first dose, unless they have a medical exemption. And wouldn't you know, there has been a dramatic rise in the number of vaccine appointments this week. Marketplace's Lily Jamali has more.
So much for using gift cards, baseball tickets, and cash giveaways to entice people to get the vaccine. North of the border, a tax on Quebec's unvaccinated now appears imminent. When announcing it this week, officials there said while just 10% of the population hasn't gotten the jab, the unvaccinated make up about half of those in ICUs in the province, straining healthcare resources. François Legault is Quebec's premier.
They put a very important burden on our healthcare network. And I think it's normal that the majority of the population is asking that there be a consequence.
While not offering his explicit blessing for a tax, Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau said provinces are right to try new ways to get more people vaccinated.
Whether it's requirements for travelers, whether it's requirements for public servants to be fully vaccinated, we have taken very strong measures in the past and they have worked.
It's not clear how high the tax will end up being or when it will take effect, but officials said it would be, quote, significant. As details are worked out, the idea is getting mixed reviews.
It feels very authoritarian to have the provincial government make these kind of announcements. Quebec does that sometimes, and I don't like that.
Carolyn Ells is an associate professor of biomedical ethics at McGill University in Montreal.
It's just not equitable to just give everybody a flat rate. There are socioeconomic circumstances that contribute to that.
And then there's the legal question. Can the government do that? Professor David Duff, who teaches tax law on the other side of Canada at the University of British Columbia, says there's no doubt Quebec has the authority.
That's the beauty of a tax regime. It's not forced. It's just imposing a cost that is a cost that people who have chosen not to be vaccinated are imposing on others.
No matter how onerous a tax sounds, he says people would still have a choice whether to comply with the rules or pay up. I'm Lily Jamali for Marketplace.
Our digital producer is Redmond Carilippio. Our engineers are Jay Siebold and Justin Dueler. Our intern is Jarrett Dang. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.